CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, wait a minute. You have 10 minutes before you have to leave for the office, and I've been after you for a week now to look over your clothes and shoes. I do not want to put things back in our closet, dear, that need dry cleaning or that you're giving away.
Well, giving away?
Look at this suit. Now, you never wear it. Why don't you let me give it?
Well, that's the best-looking suit I ever had. You give it away.
You never wear it. Never. Now, it hangs in the closet year after
year. That is my favorite suit. Look, you can give away those old slacks if you like.
You will never wear that suit again. And these shoes... There are two pair here that you never wear at all.
Those are perfectly good shoes. You're not giving those away.
You don't wear them. They hurt your feet. Now, why keep them, dear? Just because you made a mistake in buying them and can't take them back now.
All right. Okay. Give them away. You can send these two suits to the cleaners, by the way, and my sports jacket.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, and this suit. No, wait a minute. This one you don't have to send to the cleaners. This is that wonderful drip-dry Dacron suit I took to Europe last year. You might wash it.
All right. Now, how about these old bedroom slippers? They really are a disgrace. Can we get those away?
If you give those bedroom slippers away, you can look for a new husband.
I'll keep the slippers then. I might as well. I haven't time to look for a new husband in the middle of spring house cleaning.
Thank you.
Probably wouldn't catch one anyhow. I hardly look like a glamour girl right now. I certainly don't look like those commercials on television where the sparkling housewives are swirling around waxing tables and polishing muddy floors and... bouffant skirts and rhinestone earrings.
Ah, well, of course, those girls are on their way to a dinner dance. You know, you make too much of housework.
Oh, I see.
Well, I got to get to work. Give me a kiss. You look glamorous to me.
Oh, I do. Now, what about these clothes and things to look over? You haven't finished, huh?
Darling, I'll do it tonight. I promise you I will. I'll do it tonight.
The smart housewife. Are there any who aren't? Well, I didn't think so. Well, now... The smart housewife knows that when she buys a nationally advertised brand name product that is given satisfaction consistently, she can depend on it for further reliable performance. Why? Because the manufacturer stands behind the product he proudly and publicly brands, be it shoes, soap, or sealing wax, or the CBS radio network. For over three decades, longer than some of you have been alive, the CBS Radio Network has been an important brand name of American families, and it's quite a product. It comes in all different size packages, from pocket size to room size. It provides music and news, sports and comedy, interviews and documentaries. It can go with you wherever you go, and it can bring the rest of the world to you wherever you are. Experience, integrity, border-to-border resources, and a worldwide web of talent go into maintaining and improving the product distributed under the CBS radio label.
Oh, Ann, come on upstairs. I'm just washing some things. Come on in the laundry room, Ann.
Goodness, you seem to be in the middle of spring house cleaning. I didn't know.
Sorry to barge in like this. You must be delighted to see me.
I am, really. Gives me a good excuse to take a breather and have a cup of afternoon tea, which I will make just as soon as I finish here.
Goodness, you were smart to put your laundry room on the second floor when you built this house.
Oh, I tell you, Ann, it has saved me more running up and downstairs. Well, did you go to the Better Street Lighting Committee this morning?
Oh, yes. There were exactly four of us who showed up.
Four?
Four.
Oh. We started with wild enthusiasm 3 months ago. With 18 on the committee, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should talk, but it isn't one thing, it's another around the house. As soon as I finish the spring house cleaning, I'll swing into action again, I hope.
What in the world are you washing?
Oh, it's a drip-dry suit. Gabardine, I guess. Dacron gabardine. I don't know exactly. It's for men. They're marvelous. He took it to Europe last year. He'd wash it out in a bathtub wherever we were, hang it up by morning. Good as new. You want to hand me that hanger, Ann? I'll hang it up, and then we'll have some tea.
I can see my husband.
This one? Yes. No. The wooden one. That's right. Thanks.
I can see my husband going on a trip and washing out his own suit in the bathtub. Jack won't even wash out a pair of his own socks.
Oh, well, my dear, my husband wouldn't let me touch his wonderful suit. Why, he thought I was incapable of doing that. I don't know. I washed everything else. No, I'll take that back most of the time. He did his own shirts, too. except one time in Italy. In Florence, did I ever tell you this? It was so funny.
Oh, you know, we had a very funny experience in Italy the time we were there.
Well, hand me that other hanger for the pants, will you?
Uh-huh.
We were in the hotel, and I was washing out his shirts and some other things. Oh, thank you. And I had tied the clothesline to this little ring that was on the wall by the tub. Well, it was the bell for the maid, but I didn't know it. So funny.
Well, you know, we were in Naples when this very funny thing happened.
Well, every time I hung a shirt on the line, it pulled the bell for the maid. And she kept coming to the door, chattering and a-tagging. And we didn't know what in the world she was getting so excited about. And we kept saying everything was fine, fine. Oh, Nicholas, a bend. We kept singing up. And about the fifth time we were all yelling, nobody understanding each other. So really, it was finally... manager, you know. What's the matter?
This is a drip-dry suit.
Why, yes. My goodness, it doesn't look funny.
Well, I've got a drip-dry suit myself, and it doesn't look anything like this when I hang it up to dry. You know, maybe the men's suits are different.
Well, I never washed it before. I told you I always did it on the trip. Well, gee, it does look funny. But your sleeves, don't they seem to have shrunk?
Well, you can't tell much when things are dripping wet.
And take back and tell these sleeves have shrunk. Look at this. Even measured by my arm.
Look, I'm getting all wet.
Well, the whole suit looks smaller. Didn't I wash it right? I rinsed it 3 times. Did you think the water was too hot? I thought I was... if I have ruined his suit, he will absolutely...
This is not a drip-dry suit. Feel the material. I don't know what else is in it, but it's what I've always called a wool suit.
But that's impossible.
Well, you'd better check his wardrobe while I go down and fix the tea. I think, dear, that you're going to need a cup of tea.
Well, dear darling, I can put the footstool under my own feet.
Oh, I'm just trying to make you comfortable while you read the paper.
Well, you must be the one who's tired, thanks.
No.
Cleaning all day, then having such a good dinner.
Listen, you haven't had a decent meal since I started the house cleaning. You hate all of the mess of cleaning anyway, so I just thought, I thought I'll just dress up for a change so I look human. Fix the family a nice dinner. Tonight, you and I'll just read the paper and relax, you know? How are things at the office today, darling? Mr. Cranshaw? How is he?
Cranshaw? Oh, fine. He simmered down on that rampage he was on. Never said another word, so needless to say, I haven't brought up the gist. So I guess you say things at the office were the same as usual.
Well, things at home were, too. Nothing new to report. Well, go on, read your paper. Anne Lundell dropped in.
Fine. How's Anne?
Fine. Anne told me kind of a funny story about a friend of hers who got her husband's suit mixed up. It was really kind of funny.
Anne's always got some story to tell, which is all right, but she always wants to tell it just as you start to tell one of your own. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
I like it.
Anyhow.
Boy, she does that every time. Yeah. All you have to say is, funny thing happened to me at the department store the other day. Before you can draw a breath.
Yes.
Anne says, well, let me tell you what happened to me at the department store. Haven't you ever noticed that?
Yes, I do. Well, anyhow, the point is...
You never know whether her story is funny or not, because she laughs so herself while she's telling it, you can't even understand it, you know. Golly.
Yeah, but she told a story this time, I understood that. Very well. And I wanted to tell you because I thought you'd think it was funny.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
Well, it seems that this woman, Anne, was telling about some friend of hers, I guess. Anyhow, this woman's husband had a drip-dry suit like yours, you know, that you took to Europe, you know. Well, she decided to wash it for him. So she went in the closet to get it. Apparently didn't turn the light on, you know? And grabbed what she thought was the drip-dry suit and threw it in the laundry tub.
Now, don't tell me. You have washed the wrong suit.
A wool suit. Apparently.
Which probably shrank.
Practically shriveled up in front of her eyes when she hung it up. That's when she wondered what was wrong, apparently.
Well, I mean, you can see how it might happen. I mean, he had a suit similar in color to the drip-dry, probably. Oh, boy, I'd like to have seen that guy's face when he found out, huh?
Well, go look in the mirror.
Boy, I tell you, things that really happen are usually a lot funnier than... What'd you say?
I thought you'd enjoy a funny story, and as you just said, things that really happen around the house are sometimes a lot funnier, you know. You just said yourself you could see how it happened.
Which suit? Where is it?
Come upstairs. I'll show you. Well, there it is. Do you think it's ruined?
Do I think it's ruined? Do I think it's ruined?
Uh-huh, I guess you do. The dry cleaner did, too. I'm just looking for a ray of hope. Silver lining to the clouds, you might say.
The dry cleaner was here?
Yes, he picked up some other things. I showed him the suit, told him what I'd done, asked him if he thought there was anything I could do, and he said you could catch the next plane to Mexico City. Well, we laughed, sort of, about that. Well, not really laughed. I mean, I asked him if he could dry clean it, and he said, what for? And I thought maybe they could stretch it, you know, but well, it's the sleeves mainly, I guess, and the pants legs, too. Well, wool shrinks, I guess, let's face it. Which is an interesting conclusion, because one is then led to say, why don't sheep shrink when they're out in the rain? Now, can anyone in the class answer that question? Do I see a hand in the back row?
Oh, cut it out, will you? Why does this all strike you so funny?
Well, you thought it was funny when you thought it happened to somebody else.
That was different. Do you know what I paid for this suit just 2 years ago?
Yes, and I'm sorry, but it's done. Now, there's no use crying over spilt milk or washed suits. Of course I'm sorry. I've been scared to death to tell you. Now, I've reached sort of a numb stage. I even thought of hiding it or burning it up, pretending I didn't know what happened to it, and then I decided to confess and tell you the truth. And since honesty is the best policy, I trust you're going to forgive me. It won't be so easy to find another wife who'll run around looking for your car keys every morning. Try to remember the nice things about me, like who gets up and closes the window on cold winter mornings, who takes the seeds out of your orange juice, who did not throw you overboard, even though you begged me to, when you were seasick.
Oh, golly, golly.
You go on into Betsy's room and reassure her that you're sparing my life. She knows about it, and she said, oh, Daddy will kill you. Poor child I know is lying there waiting for some kind of
reassurance. Why, am I such a tyrant?
No, dear, I'm joking. To begin with, I told you didn't have time. You had a meeting tonight, the Kiwanis Spring Review.
Meeting? Oh, for the love of Mike, I forgot all about it.
What would you do without me, dear?
Oh, thank you, yes.
Now your car keys. Yes, what would you do with your car keys?
Now a message from Risa Stevens.
This is Risa Stevens. I've been invited to sing in many different countries with people of many nationalities. Musical talent knows no boundaries. The Russians created an artificial boundary with the Iron Curtain, although the exchange of performers between the United States and the Iron Curtain countries is increasing. It is not completely free. The one force that does penetrate the Iron Curtain regularly is Radio Free Europe. RFE's transmitters carry hope from you to the satellites. Support RFE with dollars sent to Crusade for Freedom.
The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, thank you.